بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this great and magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the depths of our hearts. My dear respected friends, what is the purpose of our life in this world? For what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us down here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran-e-Kareem himself gives the answer by saying, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And it is He, Allah, that had created death and living so that He may see who amongst you is the best in amals, in deeds. Now in this ayat of the Quran-e-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses death before living. Whereas mankind live first, then they die. Why? To bring it to the attention of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the servants of Allah that obey Allah, that your real life begins after death. This life in this world is just a passing stage. And what amal we are going to make in this world will make our graves either a garden from the gardens of Jannah or a pit from the pit of hell, which Allah forbid. On the day of Qiyamah, reckoning of every human being will take immaterial of Muslim or non-Muslim, where the scales of justice will be put up. And every atom bit of good that you do, you shall see it. And every atom bit of evil that you do, you shall see it. Those scales are very, very huge scales. And you can have trillions and trillions and trillions of good deeds will not fill those scales up. So accumulate as much as you possibly can while you're living. For tomorrow, if you die, you cannot make amal. In the grave, you can ask the angel, send me back to the dunya to say one Allah, one Subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah. You will not be allowed to do it. So value your time today in this world. For time is of great importance and essence. It is for that reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the oath of time by saying, wal asr. Taking the oath of time. Allah will only take oath of something that is of great value and benefit. Wasted time, you can never recover it. Moments that go by, you cannot go back to it. So while we got our health today, we got the ability, we got the strength, let us spend it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected friends, reaping good deeds depend only on one thing, and that is intention. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, in compiling the Bukhari Sharif, which is the next best kitab after the Quran-e-Kareem, had recollected hundreds and thousands of ahadith. But he started his Bukhari Sharif with the hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, long hadith till the end, concerns only the first part here, that most certainly deeds will be judged according to intentions made. So in brief short, no intention, no reward. You make intention, you get reward. And I take the oath of Allah, Wallahi al-Azim, the Muslimin of the world are losing thousands of good deeds and rewards to accumulate on a daily basis. One example. All of us come 5 times a day to the masjid. When we come 5 times a day to the masjid, we take off our shoes 5 times and we put them on 5 times. Did we ever make an intention that it is the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take off your left shoe first and then to take off the right? Did we ever make amal on the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when you take off the left and the right? And a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wear your shoes and to take off your shoes while you are sitting. 5 sunnahs. No intention. You may do it, you won't get reward, unfortunately, my dear respected friends. And the other 5 is whilst putting on. So every visit to the masjid, we are losing 10 rewards. And for every reward, Allah has promised, minimum, He will multiply it by 10. So 500 good deeds and rewards we're throwing away every single day because we are not making the intention that we are following a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the pleasure of Allah. Let us inculcate in our lives, my dear respected friends, the habit of making intention for every sunnah, whether we are sleeping, eating, dressing, whatever we are doing. For that we will immensely be rewarded by Allah, and whatever deed and action is done for the pleasure of Allah will be accepted in the court of Allah. My dear respected friends, the talk this afternoon is not on tasawwuf or on tazkiyah. The talk is supposed to be on reading excessive durood and salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no mankind can comprehend how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Adam alayhi salam made a mistake and ate from the forbidden fruits, he came to Allah and asked Allah that, oh my Lord, through the agency of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive me my sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam that I haven't as yet created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you know about him? Adam alayhi salam replied, when you created me and commanded me to make sijda in front of your throne, and I got up from the sijda, I saw written on your throne, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And at that time, I deduced that this Muhammad must be somebody so great that his name is attached with your name on the throne of Allah. Yet in a hadith, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if it was not for me, Allah should not have created the heavens and the earth. So the existence of this heavens and the earth is because of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected friends, if it was not for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his advices, his teachings, which we alhamdulillah follow, possibly today we should have been a Magan and a Chagan, or a John and a Paul, which we should have been destined for the fire of Jahannam. He came as a savior to the Muslimin, and he had fikr in his entire life for the well-being of the Muslimin and his followers. So much so, my dear respected friends, that when Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his deathbed, and when he was experiencing the pangs of death, the severe pain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua to Allah that, oh Allah, this pain that I'm experiencing, take the pain of my whole ummah and put it on me, that they don't suffer this pain at the time of death. What concern did Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not have? The Quran has termed Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen, mercy in both the worlds. So in other words, the mercy of Allah, of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is still left to be seen in the year after. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not rest in peace on the day of Qiyamah till every single follower of his don't go into the gardens of Jannah. He will plead and intercess to Allah to take them out of the fire of Jahannam so that all can enter into Jannah. How much more can I speak, my dear respected friends, on the concern, the love, the sympathy, and the care of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah till the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected friends, we need to repay Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some manner. And that repaying can happen through reading excessive durood and salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For durood and salawat is such a devotion that is never ever rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how unmindfully its reciter recites it. It is assuredly accepted by Allah because of the immense love Allah has for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas all our other devotions need acceptance from Allah according to the intentions and sincerity made for it, but not durood. Even unmindfully you read it, it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason that the ulama state that when we lift our hands to make dua, always begin with durood and always end with durood. Allah will accept what is on the two ends. And Allah will say, why through the barakat of the durood I don't accept what is in between? So with the barakat of the durood, inshallah al-aziz, it is hoped that our du'as will get accepted. So let us make up our minds that we are going to read excessive durood on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected friends, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever reads one durood salat on me, Allah will give him the reward of 10 good deeds. 10 of his sins will be forgiven. Allah will elevate 10 of his ranks. And Allah will shower 10 mercies upon him. Now this is the mercy that we are looking for and going from masjid to masjid in all the towns and provinces of the Republic of South Africa. Why? Because we Muslims are living in fear. We Muslims don't have our sustenance being fulfilled. We got too many of problems. Now to get rid of all these problems, which will not get completely rid, but at least it will get minimized, is by seeking that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you comprehend for a moment? If in the Durban area, all the Muslims begin to read durood and that mercy comes down, will our problems not be sorted out? Allah is great. Through the barakat of durood, inshallah, we will remove those difficulties, hardships that we have through the mercies descending through the recitation of durood on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected friends, we can understand it in a better way. We are all sitting in a masjid on a dark night, we are reading Quran, somebody is reading tasbih, and suddenly all the lights go off. We can't see anything. You can't even see your hand. But the minute the light goes on, we can see everything again. Likewise, when that mercy comes of Allah, my dear respected friends, it will not only, believe me, not only for the Muslims, even the non-Muslims will benefit from it. Like rain is a mercy of Allah, is a blessing of Allah. When it rains, it don't only rain where the Muslims are, it rains all over. So come, let us look for our peace and tranquility in this country and let us all become players. Let us not say, no, that one will do it and that one will do it and that one will do it and in the end nobody does it. So we got a humble request, my dear respected friends, on a daily basis. Make it your ma'amul, make it your practice to read over 1,000 durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't get gabrified, don't get frightened, my dear respected friends. It is definitely not a tall order. The shortest of durood is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, my dear respected friends. You can do it in under half an hour. Tried and tested. My dear respected friends, you can do it standing, sitting, lying down on your couches, sleeping on your beds. You can do it in your homes. You can do it in your shops. You can do it in the masjid. And yes, of course, you can do it on the beach also. You don't have to do it all at one shot. You got 5 namazes a day. Before each namaz, you read 1 tasbih. After namaz, 1 tasbih. By the time you finish with Isha, 10 done. And you only need a few minutes to read 100, my dear respected friends. So do we all undertake that inshallah we are going to read on a daily basis over 1,000 durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inshallah, Allah give us all the tawfiq to do so. My dear respected friends, after the salah is completed, after the dua, at the doors inshallah, there will be cards distributed to you. In it where there is 7 ahadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on 7 durood of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of brevity of time, you are only going to mention 3 of them, the balance you read it up. Number 1, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads once, Jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. It will tire 70 angels for 1,000 days to write his reward. How long did that take? Under 15 seconds. But see the magnitude of the reward. We got to bring our belief and the faith in the ahadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That with the correct intention, if we are going to read the Jazallahu anna, we are going to get that reward. Number 2. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads the praise of Allah, La ilaha illallah, and thereafter follows it with the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The word Sayyidina does not come in the hadith, but because of the respect, dignity and honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the word Sayyidina. So the whole phrase will be, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. A green bird comes out of his mouth. Again, it took us under 15 seconds to read it. And that green bird goes to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begins to flap its wings in perturbedness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the bird says, O my praise and the praise of my beloved Nabi, why are you flapping your wings in perturbedness? The bird replies, O Allah, I need forgiveness for this reciter. It happens the second time and the third time Allah says, I forgive its reciter. My dear respected friends, who of us can say that in our lives we haven't committed a single sin, a evil, a mistake, a wrong? We are doing it on a daily basis. Yeah, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a bird is created to intercess for us. My dear respected friends, yet in another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads 10 durood salawat on me in the morning and 10 durood and salawat on me in the evening, my intercession will become wajib for him on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, let us make it a daily habit that after Fajr we read 10 of number 1 and after Maghrib we read 10 of number 2. And if you want to go extra mile to get more reward, we can read 10 of number 1 and 10 of number 2 after Fajr. And 10-10 in the evening also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read abundance of durood. Number 3 and the last one. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of Friday, after performing your Asr salah, before getting up, before speaking to anybody, whoever reads 80 times, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabi lummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 80 years of his sins. And Allah ta'ala will give him the reward of worshipping Allah for 80 years. My dear respected friends, this 80 years reward is not your whole life you do it, you're going to get 80 years. Every single Friday you can get it. In the beginning, if you do not know the wordings of the durood, it will take you a little bit of more time. But when you get used to the wordings, under 5 minutes, believe me, you will read 80 times. In the month of Ramadan, we are seeking Laylatul Qadr. We spend the whole night, many nights we are spending, and yet a similar reward we are getting in under 5 minutes. It is only that person that hasn't concern for his iman and for the akhirah and the deeds to accumulate will not read it. Other than that, my dear respected friends, don't deprive your souls, don't deprive yourselves of this great bounties that Allah has kept for us in accumulating so much of reward for the akhirah. For my dear respected friends, what you plant is what you are going to reap. You cannot plant carrots and expect cabbage to grow. And remember, my dear respected friends, the way you live, that is the way you are going to die. And the way you die, that is how you are going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. We do not have fear within ourselves that when we are raised on the day of Qiyamah, what is our position going to be? We are sitting with a very contented life. And now, we read namaz, we make little zikr, we read little Quran, we are okay. Bravo, we are okay. We are going to be successful. No, my dear respected friends, we got to put that effort down, we got to worry about our souls, we got to worry about our bodies, we got to worry all about our ibadah. And increase as much as you can, and let us not be amongst those which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that will be a person on the day of Qiyamah, will be running short of one good deed to enter the gardens of Jannah. He will go to his father, mother, his brothers, his sisters, his children, all he know in the world, who are so big duck pallies with him, so big friends, please give me one. Nobody will want to give it to him. Until he come to one person and a person will say, me, I only got one good deed. It's not going to help me in any way. You take it. His work gets done, he gets into Jannah. Allah loves the action so much of the person that gave the one deed. Allah say, you also go to Jannah. Come, we got to work for it, my dear respected friends. Nothing for nothing, very little for 6 months. My dear respected friends, next week Friday, inshallah, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 3 days, we are having a Islahi Zikr Ijtima in Vellum, across the market. All of you are invited to attend. There will be Zikr Majlis, there will be talks, there will be all different, only bring a bedding, meals will also be supplied, inshallah. I'm ending my talk two minutes or 1.5 minutes before time, because Maulana Yunus Rahmatullah Alayhi and myself, we were studying in Darul Uloom Deoband together. We are good friends all along, and we need to send some Isale Sawabs for him. We send for him today, tomorrow somebody will send for us. So read a few times Kulhullah, read a few Duruds, and send the Isale Sawab to late Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allah elevate his status, make his graves a garden from the gardens of paradise, and elevate his ranks in the akhirah. So till the khutbah is going to start, 2 minutes you've got, read your kulwallah's durood sharif and send the isale sahab to Mawlana. Wa akhir dawanan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.